to Nigeria now, where religious violence has erupted again between Christians and Muslims in the central city of Jos. Human rights monitors say several hundred people were killed in just a few days this month. That brings the death toll in that city to 2,500 over the past decade. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton visited Jos and sent this story.
Jos, the capital of Plateau State, lies at the heart of Nigeria, where the mainly Muslim north and largely Christian south meet in Africa's most populous nation. This cosmopolitan yet volatile city has come to represent both aspirations and conflicts in a mosaic of a country that is home to hundreds of ethnic groups, cultures and religions.
What we have seen in Jos is indescribable. It is a tragedy.
400-plus victims in 4 days of fighting and counting, say rights campaigners like Shehu Sani. He heads Nigeria's northern-based Human Rights Congress and was in Jos to document the latest outbreak of violence.
It was a clash of Muslims and Christians. It was a killing field. It was madness. It was a breakdown of law and order.
Sani's own in-laws were among the victims. He said his wife's mother, father, and 18-year-old sister were smoked out of their home, trapped and burned alive.
People came out en masse, confronting each other and killing each other using such primitive weapons like knives, cutlasses, axes, sickles, sticks, bows, and arrows.
Last week, reports emerged of scores of charred corpses being dumped in wells and sewage pits in a majority Muslim village on the outskirts of Jos. While down below, scores of displaced people are milling around the compound housing the central mosque in Jos, here upstairs, this classroom has been transformed into a temporary hospital ward. It's full of Muslim women and children who survived attacks with varying degrees of wounds inflicted, the women say, by Christians.
Can you tell me your name first, please?
Jamila Jibril.
Jamila Jibril.
Describe and explain what happened to you, please, Jamila.
The people told them there would be no problem, and the pastor in the area was telling them that there will be no problem, they should just stay calm. But when they were a child, a 5-month-old baby was killed in the process.
Dr. Salisu Arafat is helping to treat the wounded.
We have had so many different kinds of patients, mainly with gunshot injuries. Most of the government hospitals are in the areas that are not accessible to us, the Muslims. So a lot of patients had nowhere to go.
Across town in a government hospital, Christian survivors described their ordeals, they said, at the hands of Muslims. Lying on a mattress on the floor, Zakaria Danjuma Roji writhed in pain as he turned to show us the entry point of a bullet through his stomach and out the back.
A woman saw me and she pitied me. And she called people to come and help me. When you see my blood was rushing like a cow. So I was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, God, come and help me. We stayed together with them, the Muslims. But when this thing happened, they turned their back against us.
The director of the League for Human Rights in Jos, Samaki Gad Peter, blames Nigerian politicians for the recurring violence in the city. It's little more than a year since the last outbreak of fighting. Yet, Samaki said, despite the creation of government-sponsored committees to investigate the problems after the November 2008 clashes, the authorities have failed to address deep-seated grievances. These pit the original Jos residents, known as indigens, against settlers who've lived in Nigeria's Plateau State capital for many, many years.
People say that, look, I've invested so much in this land, you need to identify me as an indigent of this place. We have the issue of politics, the issue of poverty, the issue of land, and we have jobless youth in our society that when you give them a little money and you instigate them, they are willing to do anything.
The Nigerian government ordered troops into Jos to take over security and keep the fragile peace. But campaigners warn that once the military leaves town, unless the perpetrators of the violence are prosecuted and punished, there will be a repeat of the fighting, today, tomorrow, or next year. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Jos, North Central Nigeria.